currently, according to UNAIDS, the numbers that were released today, it is 6.6 million people who are alive and on antiretroviral therapy. That's the treatment that keeps people living with HIV alive. And what we know now is also effective in terms of reducing new HIV infections.
Looking at these numbers, where do you go from here?
Well, it's interesting because UNAIDS and others have also released a roadmap, and it's essentially laying out some political choices to world leaders meeting at an AIDS summit next week. The question is, if you agree to scale up HIV treatment to everyone who needs it, and that number of people is 15 million, and if you reach them by 2015, so in less than 5 years, you can essentially reduce the number of people dying of HIV/AIDS and millions of those who would otherwise be infected. So the question to world leaders meeting next week, are you going to be ambitious, and are your targets in this political document going to be relevant enough in order to essentially prevent 7.4 million deaths and avert 12 million new infections?
What are the expectations of this actually happening or the response from the summit?
We have been watching the negotiations, and frankly, we're very concerned. Here we're in a situation, this is 10 years since the first AIDS summit at the United Nations. Now, we know more than ever before how to properly manage HIV, how to prevent needless death, needless suffering, and now needless infection. Also, treatment is more affordable now than it ever was before. That's good news. That means you can reach more people than ever before. And yet, what we see in the negotiations, among the quabbling of the member states and different governments that are involved, is that there is not agreement on the way forward. So, essentially, you've got the best science, the best evidence in front of you, saying that you can break the back of the epidemic if you act boldly, if you act now. And instead, world leaders are essentially offering half measures, and some even want to take a pass. Of course, this is not acceptable because even as the most preeminent scientist on HIV has said, Dr. Tony Fauci, if you can reduce new infections, you do it. You use the treatment and the other tools that we have, such as use of condoms, behavior modification, etc. So we know what works. It's just a matter of, will we have the political will? Will there be the funding? Will there be the right policies to actually roll it out and bring it to scale?
What can people in treatment in developing countries expect in the coming years in terms of living with HIV/AIDS?
What people see now is they see where their neighbors have treatment or their family members have treatment. We have now made much more progress in terms of scaling up access to life-saving treatment. Now, the question is, if donor countries and if governments are giving scale-up of life-saving treatment the cold shoulder because they're claiming that with the economic crisis, they simply can't meet all of the demand, they can't meet the need, then, of course, the expectation is that treatment will be available. But unfortunately, we see funding going down. We see some of the governments reduce funding for HIV. You can imagine. Think of it. People who are now able to access treatment because they were lucky enough to be sick enough, when in a few years from now, will everyone who needs treatment be able to get it? And that sort of inequity, whether at the community level, let's say in a particular village or in a city or even in a country, cannot stand.